Hello, and welcome. My name is Terry, and I'll be your guide for this little journey into the unknown, which is truly a journey into remembrance, for what seems to be unknown that is calling to us. When we encounter it, we recognize it as being something that we once knew but have forgotten. And so, awakening is truly a process, not of discovering, but of remembering. It only seems to be unknown. Today, I'd like to talk about transformation. The process of transformation is really nothing more than a change from the status quo. And our transformation can either be a conscious one that we guide ourselves, or it can be guided by the subconscious, by our surroundings. And we can end up being transformed into something that we don't truly want. And then we simply have to begin the process again. Take it back to the beginning. Beginning where you are. And guiding it. Guiding your transformation, your growth, in a more conscious way. To transform into who you know that you truly are. One of the key parts of this, as we go through it, is recognizing our attitude. Attitude is everything, because no matter what is happening or where you are, your attitude, your perspective, your point of view determines what our experience will be. It colors everything, and it paints everything in life with whatever we have chosen to fill it with. And we fill it with whatever it is that we truly, deeply have come to believe about life and about ourselves. If you're not enjoying your life experience and you can't seem to understand why you are not, look at your attitude about life. Not the one on the surface, but the real attitude that is down deep, at the root of all of your thoughts, and be honest with yourself about what it is. Your attitude may have a sour quality to it, or bitter, perhaps angry, or seeking vengeance, whatever it may be. It colors everything we see, everything we hear, feel, and think. The way light is colored when it passes through a tinted lens. And it blocks us from seeing what is truly around us and truly within us. We see only what the shapes of the beliefs of our attitude, which is really the lens that we look at life through. And a bad attitude can leave us feeling dissatisfied with life, even if we are surrounded by beauty and generosity and everything we've ever asked for. If this is true for you, and you would like to change your attitude for the better, then look to where and how you may be judging the world or yourself or even life itself as being unworthy or unfair or just plain wrong. Being in judgment of anything or anyone, especially yourself, as being bad or wrong or inferior or less than, is refusing to accept reality as it is, refusing to accept truth, for all souls are equal. And there is no right, no wrong. There's simply what is. This is creating your own reality that matches your beliefs. Your beliefs cannot change what is real. They cannot change what is true. They can only change how you see what is real. You can call this your truth if you want, but it can never be genuine truth because it is an attempt to deny what is real. What is true always. Genuine truth can only be seen through a lens, an attitude, which is absolutely clear, which is not colored by beliefs or by judgment in any way. And ultimately, for the clearest view of reality, by removing the lens entirely. This is when we can see with the eyes of God. We can see reality for what it truly is. And we can clearly see our place in it. We are one with the universe. All souls are equal. All events are neutral. God does not create with inequality. And we are free to respond to any and all events as we choose. For otherwise, we would not truly have free will. Only in this way, by looking at reality through an absolutely clear lens, can our personal experience, our personal reality, our personal truth match what is genuinely real and genuinely true. We have the ability and the absolute freedom to do the work of recognizing the beliefs, the judgments that cloud our lens and distort our view of reality, and to clear them away, to forgive whatever and whoever we have judged, to recognize the illusions that are created within us by the beliefs that we have built up in an effort to deny what is real. And through this work, we can begin to move toward greater clarity and an ever-growing peace. This is the process of transformation. And to transform, we must begin by recognizing that our perspective, the lens through which we look at life, is leading us astray, and take responsibility for correcting it. This will happen in your own way and at your own pace, but it will begin whenever you are willing, wherever you may happen to be. and it will not stop until you have found your way home. For that is what your soul cries out for. You will clearly see that love is the only thing that is real, and that you never truly left home at all. I wish you well in your journey of transformation, and I bid you peace this day and always.